We're going to start things off on this Tuesday on the cold side. Boy, it was clear last night. A lot of stars and things out there. Oh, but that meant it got cold. We're at 23 degrees here this Tuesday morning. Here in the valley, it's going to warm up nicely. We're going to talk about that weather forecast, that coming up in just a little bit. I hope you enjoyed the NC2A college basketball last night. UConn, they were behind. They pulled to the big lead. San Diego State closed things a little narrower, and UConn pretty much dominated, finishing off the game with the big win. Exciting college basketball. But that's it. We're done with basketball now. We're going to talk Mariner baseball, and it's not getting off to a real good start. Thought they would start off better than they are. We were going to talk about this yesterday, but too much other things going on. So a couple of things that we want to talk about, and that is how county, local, state governments are operating. Here in Washington State, if you have two dimes to rub together, now, that's likely one dime too many for the state legislature. Government continues to show lip service to our housing issues for low and medium income people. They continue to make housing likely a dream of the past for more and more. It was just a few years ago, the state had dramatic increases in the real estate excise tax. That's a fee the state charges when you sell any sort of real estate. More recently, prior to 2020, the state charged 1.28% on all real estate sales. Then in 2020, the state put a graduated fee schedule into effect. It went from 1.1% to 3%. Also, the state allowed towns, cities, counties to add additional percentages to the real estate excise tax. Right now, there is still currently legislative proposals to increase the tax at the state level to 4.25% of the sale price. Doesn't make any difference if the sale is at a profit or if it's at a loss. You pay the state up to 4.25% of the sales price, plus the added on local county percentages. The state ends up taking more from the sale of your home than a lot of realtors would get for procuring a sale. All right, that's just one part of the puzzle. The city of Spokane, they can say what they want, but when it comes to affordable housing in the city of Spokane, they just flap their lips in worthless lies. Recently, the city of Spokane increased their water sewer hookup to $19,000 to $27,000 per house. Want to build a fourplex? Costs you over $100,000. A tenfold increase in city fees. Well, the builders, knowing that they could not build a house and pay the city fees and still even break even, reacted. More than 2,000 construction projects, the builders went down to City Hall and withdrew their plans and says, no building permit for me. You're too expensive. There's a really quick knee-jerk reaction by the city of Spokane. They realizing that they had poked the contractors harder than they were willing to take. City of Spokane reset their fees back to $6,000 through 2024. I don't have any report on how many of the 2,000 withdrawn building permits have been reinstated. The builders, they say if the city of Spokane hadn't rolled back the increase, it would have added at least $25,000 to each new home. All right, that's what's going on down in Spokane. Let's go back over to Olympia. The fee to record documents in Washington State was increased by $100 back July 25th, 2021. This was put in as a surcharge to fund state and local programs that promote low-income housing, eviction prevention, and homelessness services. Okay, that was just in 2021. They added $100 per recorded document. Now, the state wants to add another $100 on top of the other $100, on top of the already existing fees for every recorded document. This act would create a whole new program in the state called Covenant Home Ownership Account. It is a program to address the history of housing discrimination due to racially restrictive real estate covenants in Washington State. Of course, prior to 1968, there were restrictive covenants all over the country, one just in Washington State. So we are going to charge an extra $100 per recorded document to establish this whole new program in Washington. The state says existing state and federal programs and other race-neutral approaches are insufficient to remedy the discrimination and the impacts on access to credit and home ownership for Black, Indigenous, and people of color and other historically marginalized communities in Washington. So beginning January 1st, 2024, the county auditor would be required to collect a covenant home ownership program assessment for $100 for each document recorded. This is in addition to any other charge, surcharge, or assessment allowed by law. And then we go through the bill. The first version of the bill, it was one sentence of who qualifies under this program. Well, they got into negotiations and discussions of the bill, and now it is three pages long defining who has been historically marginalized. And I knew they had left out a whole lot of people, but I didn't know that. I didn't ever figured out that they would have left off three pages worth of definitions of who is going to qualify for this program. So the money that would go into this program would go to help pay closing costs and down payment money. If you don't have enough to for a down payment, the state will pay for it. Don't worry about it, bank or lender. These people are good for the money, even though they don't have a down payment to make. So just a, you know, wanted to pass on a few of the things that are going on at Olympia that you're not going to hear a whole lot about until it hits you right in the pocketbook. And while we're at it, let's throw in one more thing. It is, again, it is the first in the nation. Seattle's app-based workers will now see permanent paid sick and safe time benefits in the city of Seattle. The ordinance creates a permanent policy for app-based workers, your Uber, Lyft drivers, people like that, gig workers. They are required to be provided paid sick time off. It was a unanimous vote. This is the first jurisdiction in the country to create these type of benefits for gig workers. So you get paid sick time and safe time. It refers to an absence due to domestic abuse, sexual assault, stalking. The implementation and enforcement of the ordinance, about $150,000 ongoing every year. There will be communication campaigns. They'll have a senior investigator position created. So they are particularly singling out Uber and Lyft. But they are also, this will apply to any gig workers if the company has 250 or more workers worldwide. The city first enacted the paid sick and safe time off for gig workers back in 2020. But only established temporary protections for food delivery network workers. Well, now it's going to affect all gig workers if you're if the company has 250 more workers on a worldwide basis. Okay, we better stop there. I think tomorrow we're going to talk a little bit more about a new tax that's going to go into effect. But this one, the voters will have an opportunity to vote on, but we'll talk about that one tomorrow.
Buying tires is a major decision. You want to make the right choice with your hard-earned money. To make the right choice in tires, A Automotive Tire Pros will help guide you through the different options to get the right tire for your vehicle. At A Automotive Tire Pros, we not only do tires, but we also install lift kits, perform automotive repairs and maintenance, and even program keys and make automotive keys. So keep your family safe as you drive down the road. We've been taking care of our customers' needs for 37 years. Make the right choice and stop at A Automotive Tire Pros today.
If you're looking for simple ways to improve you and your family's health, there's a series of three free health lectures coming to the Colville American Legion Hall at the corner of 6th and Main each Monday evening from 5:30 to 7 for the next 3 weeks. The first meeting on April 10th will present a triple international award-winning documentary reporting on a single dietary adjustment that changed one family's life from 21 illnesses, including paralysis and autism, to health. Much more will be covered. Free materials. Admission is also free. Adolescents to adults are invited. Don't miss this free lecture at the upper entrance of the American Legion Hall from 5:30 to 7.
Let's head over to Olympia, get our weekly update with our state senator, Shelley Short.
7th District Legislative Update with Senator Shelley Short. In a committee meeting, Senator Short spoke out against House Bill 1240 that restricts firearms and, in her opinion, infringes on Second Amendment rights.
You know, none of us want to see the tragedies that have occurred. But as we move forward, you know, doing this against law-abiding citizens isn't the problem. The bigger problem is behavioral health. The bigger problem is crime, drug use, the issues that we need to tackle. You know, the instrument is not the problem here. It is what is the underlying cause. And we have a number of people in society and families, we know them in our communities, that fall through the cracks. We know that behavioral health, mental health treatment, all of the issues that we have going on in this country right now, people feel like they're not being heard and they're not being counted, and they resort to violent acts. We have crime in the streets, we have gang activity. You know, those things are not going to be mitigated with this bill, Mr. President. And I feel as we move forward, it would be best to tackle the issues that we know that really are the underlying issues that people struggle with today. It takes a person, a very desperate person, to do the acts that we have seen in our country and continue to see. And I would hope that we would put more work on those issues than on the ownership of firearms. I just have to say the bill itself has a very broad definition. And many of the firearms that many of our families have fit this definition. That needs to change. But I regret that we're seeing this bill. I think it's the wrong direction, and I'm urged no.
7th District Legislative Update with Senator Shelley Short.
All right, there you have it on the Second Amendment. Shelley Short over in Olympia. It's that time of the year. The sun is out. The grass is going to start growing. It's time for you to service or repair your lawn and garden equipment. Do it now. You don't want to make the mistake of taking your equipment to the wrong repair shop. Some shops, they take weeks, they take months, even sometimes years to repair mowers, tillers, chainsaws, and weed trimmers. Bring your equipment to Sean Merrill at the professional staff at Sun Rental Center. They'll take care of your lawn and garden equipment. Get it running right and ready to perform this spring. Sun Rental Center's where you'll find them. 380 South Main in Colville. Fast on a service. Call 509-684-1522. If you got any questions, call them ahead or just take your equipment down there and they'll get it running right on your lawn and garden equipment.
Looking for a little comfort in your life? Call the expert, your Carrier dealer. Carrier dealers are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. So call your Carrier dealer first. He has ways of making you very comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts at ABC Heating and Electric in Colville at 411 West 2nd. Or call Deb for an appointment at 684-2018 or go to abc-heating.com.
I just can't put it off. We're going to talk about the Seattle mayor and his $970 million housing levy to address the city's affordable housing crisis. It's 45 cents per $1,000 assessed value. I figure it's going to cost every homeowner in Seattle $383 a year. Average rent, you're over in Seattle, a two-bedroom apartment, $2,600 a month. According to the mayor, he says if you're looking to buy a house, it's going to cost you $100,000 down payment. So this $970 million price tag would go to a variety of Seattle housing needs. $700 million would go toward preserving affordable rental housing for homeless people and other low-income households. To ensure sustainable operation, the supportive housing would be $122 million. $51 million would go to home ownership initiatives, and $30 million provides short-term rent assistance and housing stability. So, $970 million a year price tag. Doesn't really help housing. You know, what are you going to do with all these homeless people that are just sitting on the streets? Doesn't do a blooming thing for these people. Well, we're going to spend $970 million. Nuts and bolts, when you're all day, when you're right down to it, it is what is acceptable community standards. Acceptable community standards should not be people lighting up their drug pipe on the sidewalk and sleeping in doorways on business properties. Somewhere our acceptable standards have taken a turn. We've got to get back to people acting civilized. But so I'm going to look at a ton of money being spent by this state and by the city of Seattle. And by the way, the budget for the next 2 years has passed the legislature. Next hour, John Satcast will get us up to date on that. It kind of right down the party lines. Democrats rolling out the carpet for spending money. Look at that next hour.
A forest health message to all timber landowners. Insects, disease, and suppressed stands of timber have created an unhealthy forest environment that is susceptible to wildfire. Forest health is a concern to our community and to us at Vaughan Brothers Lumber. To discuss the possible options available for your timberland, call our experienced forestry team at 509-684-5071 for a free on-site consultation, or look us up on the web at www.vaughanbrothers.com.
Mariners won their season opener. Haven't won since. The Mariners take on the Los Angeles Angels tonight. 5:30 pregame. First pitch about 6:40 in the evening. It'll be a day game on Wednesday. Mariner baseball, 5:30 pregame tonight on 92.1 KCRK. Got to get some good pitching, got to get some runs across the plate. 5:30 tonight, Mariner baseball on KCRK. A look at the weather today, brought to you by the R.E. Lee Shoe Company. They are celebrating spring. It is the SAS sale. Great SAS, San Antonio Shoes, going to be on sale the 5th through the 15th. Stop by the R.E. Lee Shoe Company, 1st and Main, right downtown Colville. Slight chance of some shower activities today, 51 for a high, 30% chance of showers overnight, overnight low back down around 24, 51, could have fog tomorrow morning, 51 the high Wednesday, 26 overnight, 50-50 chance of snow and rain on Thursday, about 50 degrees for a high. Friday, put on your rubber boots and have an umbrella. It's going to be wet and rainy on Friday, 51 the high, 53, a 50-50 chance of rain on Saturday, Easter Sunday, partly sunny, 57 for the high. More rain on Monday, 61 for a high temperature. A look at today's weather forecast brought to you by the R.E. Lee Shoe Company. Celebrating starts tomorrow, the SAS sale. Warming up nicely. We started off, we had a low of 22 this morning here at the radio station. It's already 27 degrees. Eric Carpenter with you. It is a Tuesday morning. Couldn't do it without you. Appreciate your listening. This is KCVL, KCRK.